So now we do some meditation. So please, if you'd like to close your eyes. And I'm very happy to have kids come to the meditation class, because some of the kids get into meditation so beautifully. I remember that 7-year-old kid who used to come here on a Saturday afternoon to meditate. And I think Sarah. And I couldn't believe just how quietly she would sit. And so much so that we offered her a little cushion to sit on, especially for her size. I remember when it was given to her as a surprise gift, I remember her crying. It was so much joy that somebody thought about her. I remember little occasions like that. And of course, she was not a bad meditator at all. So anyway, now is the time for you to be quiet. It's not just being quiet with your mouth, it's being quiet with your inner speech. So you're not thinking, you're pausing. When you came into this room, what did you see? Did you see things, or the space between things? When you look at your mind, are you seeing just the thoughts, or those gaps between the thoughts, the silence? And now I normally do a guided meditation, but even recently on a Zoom retreat which I taught last week, people were getting quiet enough. I just said, be aware of your feet. And we became so aware of our feet, we never needed to go any further. How do your feet feel? And don't just look at them superficially. How are they positioned? What's it like with the pressure of those feet on the floor? How well can you become aware of how the feet feel? And it's like when you go on a computer and you want to find a location of something. You put that in the center of the screen and you zoom in. How do your feet feel? And as you feel them longer, they become more easy to see and to feel. You begin to see more of something you've taken for granted, your own feet. And as you see more of them, there's more feelings and sensations. You soon become highly aware of all the muscles and tendons, even blood vessels. Sometimes you can even feel the blood pumping through those blood vessels. You can do that. It's like your whole mind centers on that one area of your body. And I say feet, because feet are a quite neutral part of your body, unless you have some disease there. But if you do have some disease, focusing on that area, giving it attention, means much of the energy of your body can go down to that place. It kind of warms it up. And you start to feel sensations in that part of your body you've never felt before. If that's happening to you, well done. You're exploring. If it's just trying to give things names, if it's just trying to cure something or get rid of something or get something, that spoils the whole meditation. We're just trying to experience things we never felt before, just in our feet. As you feel it more and more and more, you're kind of amazed that after a while of how much awareness, when you keep it in one place and let it grow, let it clarify, let it become more aware, how you can start to feel these parts of the body and it become much, much, much more aware. The reason why I do choose the feet to start with, because it's so far away from the head. You can't really think in your feet. So you feel instead. And there's so many sensations in your feet which you cannot give a name to. You don't know the vocabulary of those experiences. It's just that when I stay with my feet, just being aware of those feelings, not trying to do anything or get anywhere, just being here. And after a short while, those sensations become quite peaceful, interesting. I'm starting to feel things, experience things I've never experienced before. And they're calm, they're peaceful. It's only one part of the body. One of the things which I kind of discovered, when one part of the body gets really, really peaceful and still, the rest of the body tends to become peaceful, kind of in harmony with the part you're focusing on right now. I stay with my feet. I particularly like to stay with my feet until it gets so relaxed. It gets more than relaxed. I can't give it that name anymore. What I'm aware of is much deeper. It's very pleasant. And I make sure that I'm not afraid of that pleasure. I'll try to think this is unscientific. I just watch that. Be with it until the feeling of relaxation and delight in my own feet becomes pleasant. When it does become pleasant, it's easy to stay with me. One of the tricks of meditation is not be afraid of the delight, the freedom, the sense of ease which comes up in meditation if you do it properly. Because that sense of ease and relaxation, once you regard it as pleasurable, the relaxation gets deeper. My feet feel really, really pleasant. When they do, soon it's the pleasure starts to take over. The delight of relaxation. And when it does take over, it shows me, it proves to me that what's happening is after a while you're not feeling the sensations in the feet with the sense of touch. You're feeling it more and more with the mind sense. The Buddha noticed this. That's why he said at this stage, if you're watching the breathing, you're actually not watching the breathing, you're watching the citta sankhara. And that means like the mind-made object of the beautiful breath, in this case. Sounds a bit crazy, but a beautiful, delightful feet feeling. I'm still not moving from my feet sensation. And everything is getting relaxed so much. It feels nice, it feels pleasant. If any of you have any problems with something like a cancer, once you get a delightful feet feeling, transfer that to the part of your body which is sick, ill. You focus on part of the body, you'd be surprised how much that part of the body can also feel so incredibly at peace, joyfully at peace. It's the joy, the happiness, which is a sign you're doing it properly. Feels good. And of course you know it's incredibly powerful, beneficial therapy for your own body. Kindness is very therapeutic. So I just started it, not planning, just happens. My feet become so relaxed and open and rested. No pain there at all. And it turns on to a mind object. After a while, that mind object can get so delightful, you may even see like a light in your mind. The fifth sense of physical touch. Is disappearing and you're feeling, if it's possible, what we call the nimitta, a beautiful light in the mind. You can do that. The meditation is so gorgeous. The meditation is fun and enjoyable. That allows you to relax so much more deeply.